Yes, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just got to release that joy in us. Lift him up and praise him. Amen. Those who can pray in the Spirit quietly now, and I'll pray in the Spirit if you would. Say, Jesus, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your long suffering. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I'm saved, washed in your blood, Jesus. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my King. And right now, I ask by faith that your Shekinah glory fills this place in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. The Lord healed my wife's eyes. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. They were bad. Bad, 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 bad. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to understand God loves us. God's refining work in our lives. We're going to go back there. We were there Friday night. We'll go back there again. If you'll turn, Jerry, please, 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. God's always working to refine us in his faith. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So every day, 7 days a week, he's working with us to refine us. You may have to pray for somebody going down academy who just kind of cut you off, you see. That's done by faith if you pray for them. You may pray for somebody who despitefully uses you or persecutes you. That's faith. You may have to pray in tongues. That's faith. You may have to learn to love somebody that you don't want to. That's faith. So he's always working with us. You may get an attack on your body, on your mind, on your finances. And God's going to get you to operate and take authority over that by faith. So he's always working with us and refining us. He's always working with us and refining us, saints. So we can learn how to walk by faith. So that's what basically what God wants to talk about. In this you greatly rejoice, thou now for a little while, say for a little while. If need be, sometimes it may not be, but sometimes it may need to be. You have been grieved by various trials. Everybody in here has been grieved by various trials. Everybody in our lives. Sometimes we get so many attacks in a week, we're really grieved. Well, his refining fire, and we're going to go to verse 7 here, man. His refining fire is going to get you to overcome that by speaking the word of God over it. Rather than take this on and become, see what it says here, that the generous of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to be praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus. So Peter's talking here about how gold is refined. We're going to be refined. And the more you allow him to refine you, the more purity of holiness and the anointing will come through your life. So whatever day you're having, starting Monday or today, you see, he wants you to learn to operate by faith. He wants you to speak to whatever's going on in your family, in your finances. He's going to refine it like gold. And the more night you and I respond to it, the more we're going to get close to the holiness of God in our lives, in the anointing of God in our lives, the hundredfold anointing. So he's always refining us. He's testing our faith. So every day you don't realize this, your faith is tested. It really is. You may get up grouchy, and God may get you. This morning I got up and I didn't feel too good. So I was in the bathroom and God got me confessing grace and mercy and love, and I'm full of joy, and I have the mind of Christ, and so on and so forth. Well, it immediately left. And so God is saying, see, it was an attack of the enemy throwing thoughts in your mind. He wants you to go by your emotions. The enemy does. And so God says, I'm going to refine you. So you can get out of bed in the morning, you can feel lousy and confess how you feel, or you can let the refining power of the Holy Spirit in your life get you to confess the Word of God. Sometimes we don't even want to do that. I don't want to say that. I feel lousy. See, God's always working with us to refine us. He's always getting us to speak the Word of God. And so he's never wanting you to go by your emotions, how you feel. And so that will set the tone for your whole day. It really will, saints. It will set your tone for your whole day. So you can get up out of bed and you can be lousy and you can say you're lousy and you can take on a countenance on your face and so on and so forth. But that's not God working in your life. God said, I want to refine you. So he's always working with us. You may look at your checkbook and you may say, I don't have enough to pay my bills. You need to say, my God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's always working, trying to get you to operate in faith so your faith will grow. So all through the day until you go to bed that night, someone may call you and say something to you. You see, you got to learn how to, by faith, how to love, how to forgive, how to operate in grace. So every day, some people don't understand this. Every day, God is working with you. He's refining you. And the more you let him operate, and the more you respond by the Word of God to your emotions, the more you'll close in on holiness and the hundredfold anointing in your life. So if you're waiting for someone to do it for you, God's waiting for you to do it because you're born again. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And most people are driven by their emotions. Aren't we all? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you see that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, is more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus. So when you speak, Jesus Christ, when you speak the Word of God, it's the revelation of Jesus. When you speak who you are in Christ, it's the revelation of Jesus in your life. When you speak the mind, or let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, it's the revelation of Jesus. Every time we respond from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, it's the revelation of Jesus. All knowledge, as you saw, the Word came forth this morning, that if you look to your spirit, to the Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, you'll find you do have knowledge. You'll find you do have grace. You'll find you do have faith. You'll find you do have love, and so on and so forth. So the Holy Spirit, that's his job. He's a teacher, counselor, comforter, strengthener, and he wants you to be refined. He wants you to walk by faith because it pleases God. And it drives off that dross that's in our lives. Everybody has meanness in them. We have the works of the flesh. You see? So God is going to be refining you, working with you every day. If you get an attack on your mind, the only way that mind's going to be clear, if you let the Spirit of God tell you. He'll bring the Scripture to you. He'll bring the blood of Jesus Christ to you. He'll bring the name of Jesus Christ to you. He's always working with us, saints. So we can have a good day in the Lord, or we can have a lousy day in the flesh. And we're the ones that set that. If you accept a lousy day, you'll have a lousy day. That's the way it is. If you accept that pain in your back, if you accept that checkbook, what it says in that, you see, in your checkbook, if you accept what someone said about you and you just kind of dwell on it, if you accept your emotions that's trying to cause you to be oppressed and depressed in your mind and your emotions, that's the way it'll be. But that doesn't mean God's gone somewhere. It doesn't mean he's gone on vacation. He's trying to refine us. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to get us to know who we are in Jesus Christ. He's trying to get us to stop receiving what the mind is saying, or what the wiles of the devil is throwing in our minds, or what our emotions are telling us. There's a sweep across the church right now. Everybody is flowing by emotions. Everybody flows by emotions rather than the Spirit of God. And that's what we're going to have to learn. You're going to have faith, be refined, to listen to the Spirit of God that's in you and follow the Spirit of God. That takes faith. So God is working with you and I every day. He's just not just working with me and not with you. He's refining every day. And so every day he allows various trials to come into your life. And he wants you to listen to the Spirit of God, not your mind, not your emotions, but the Spirit of God. If your emotions or your thoughts are real loud, it'll shut down and grieve the Holy Spirit. But if you'll take a minute and just come into the peace of God, you'll hear the Holy Spirit speaking the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, or a scripture bringing it to you. And then you'll speak it out and you'll renew your mind with that. He's refining all the time, saints. And most people don't even realize that. Sometimes people have so many problems during the week, you don't think God's around. But God's allowing those various trials to refine you, to get you to walk by faith, to get you to understand that you have the faith to overcome that attack in your mind, that attack in your emotions, that attack in your finances, that attack in your body, that attack in your marriage, that attack in your grandchildren, and so on and so forth. So God's wanting us to listen to God that's in us, God the Holy Spirit. Yes, amen? So he's working with us all the time. So Peter is trying to say, he uses a natural thing, how they refine gold. Well, everybody here is going to be refined if you let God do it, or else you'll just stay in all that dross all the time. When you hear a message like this, God says, I want you to become a doer of it. So I want you to listen to what is being said to your mind on a daily basis, and that which puts you down, to put you in guilt and condemnation, you are not to receive it. That which tells you in your mind that you don't have enough money and you ain't going to make it, you can't pay this and you can't pay that, you are to overcome that with the Word of God. You see what I'm trying to say? You've got to speak back to it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You've got to speak back to it. That's the refining work of God the Holy Spirit in you, and he's trying to get you to walk by faith. Because eventually, if you'll respond to this, whether you're in business or whether you're in ministry, you're going to have to learn to walk by faith. Because if you don't, saints, I'm telling you, a lot of people tell me they're walking by faith. It takes faith to be obedient to the Word of God. It takes faith to do it God's way. Do you know that? And so there's that refining power of God in our lives. And he says, and you have that anointing. See, that breaks the yoke if you let it flow, if you agree with it. Amen? Hallelujah. So Peter said, our faith is tested like gold. He's using a natural thing. Our faith is tested constantly all the time. Hallelujah. Turn to Peter 4, 12 and 13. Jerry, please. 4, 12 and 13. Beloved, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. And that could be temptations. I am tempted to be angry. I am tempted to be not to forgive them. I'm tempted not to just to give up. I'm tempted not to go to church. I'm tempted not to go into the Word of God. I'm tempted. That could be a trial. I've been in the Word of God. I ain't getting nothing for it. I'm tempted not to do that. You see? Do not think it strange or concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you. So that fiery trials is the enemy throwing darts in your mind. Don't go in the Word of God. Haven't you been doing that? Don't tithe. Do you get anything from tithing? And some people answer back, no, I ain't seen nothing yet. So you get this conversation going with the devil in your mind. These various trials and so on and so on and so forth. The wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. But don't think it's strange. God is trying to refine you. God is trying to get you to take authority. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. So let the mind of Christ come in. Let it come in. Let the Holy Spirit give you words, give you the name of Jesus to overcome those trials so you don't quit and give up. You know, some people are so overloaded with trials and testings in their families or in their marriage and their finances. They just have a tendency to be tempted to want to, you know, this don't work, you know. And I ain't going over there and listen to Mayo no more. Every time I listen to him, it don't work. That's because you don't know how to operate in faith. That you don't believe that God's refining you every day. You don't believe that God's allowing these trials in your life to refine you. You know why? Down the highway of this spiritual highway or this spiritual walk we're on, I'm telling you, saints, there's going to be all kinds of trials. There's going to be all kinds of testings. Now, we're either going to handle it with our flesh or you're going to let God refine you, you see, and get rid of all those emotions that's controlling your life and those thoughts that are in your mind. But rejoice, in verse 13, to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may you may also be glad with exceeding joy. His glory is his presence. His glory is miracles. His glory is his presence in your home and upon your life, upon your marriage, and upon your finances. Do you believe that the glory of God? You know, many times Jesus said, if you'll just believe, you'll see the glory of God. And he was talking about miracles. Hallelujah. So God's trying to encourage people here today. There's a refining fire, and there also is a growing faith. Just because you have a measure doesn't mean that your faith has been growing. The only way faith grows if you allow God to refine you. In other words, I'm going to have faith to go in the Word of God today. I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to speak His grace, and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to let the flesh rule my life. I'm not going to let my emotions rule my life. I'm not going to let the government rule my life. You see, I'm going to let the Word of God, the kingdom. Let's just turn, if you would, please, Jerry, to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Hallelujah. 31 and 32. Praise you, Jesus. He is talking about a parable here. 31 says, another parable he spoke in verse 31. He put to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, what a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the last of all the seeds. But when it grows, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and the point I'm trying to make here is there's a growing faith. There's a growing faith. If you let God refine you every day of the week, if you let God refine you, you'll have a growing faith. Not just a mustard seed, but a growing faith. A faith that'll overtake your emotions, overtake your mind, overtake your checkbook, overtake the devil, overtake principalities and powers. But you're going to have to grow into it and become strong in the faith. You're going to have to let God refine you and let God have you be tested in certain areas so you'll learn how to speak the Word of God, how to speak the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over those situations, how you'll refuse to accept your checkbook. If you're tithing, then you must refuse to accept any thought that only that God's going to supply your need. You must, saints, let God refine you. And so when faith speaks and says, I absolutely, that's coming into God's rest. When you know it's all done and you're going to rest in Jesus and you're not going to allow disruptions that come from the emotions or the world or the mind and so on and so forth or the devil. You are going to have a growing faith. It may start as a mustard seed, but it's going to grow up. It's going to be a growing faith. And you know what he's talking about? He's talking about working from the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom. Well, we've all sought the kingdom. We've accepted Jesus Christ. Now he wants you to flow in the kingdom. He wants you to move in the kingdom. Well, you won't move in the kingdom power if you just have a mustard seed. It wants to be growing faith. to operate in the kingdom, to operate with faith over sickness and disease, over demons and principalities and powers. That's what he's talking about. The kingdom of God, growing in it. And you're only going to grow in it as you allow God, because you're blood-bought, to take you through various trials. See, most people are not walking in the blessings of the kingdom, because we're so taken up with the flesh and the emotions and the world and so on and so forth. By the way, we got some good news yesterday. Rick Perry's going to run for president. I know some of you don't. I don't care. I vote the Bible. Hallelujah. And I really believe 15 months from now, he's going to be standing in the White House. Because 12 is a renewing in the government. And we all need to pray for him. If you don't want to pray for him, you need to stick your head in the oven and get well done some more. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So, it's a growing faith, and the reason for it, saints, is to operate in the kingdom blessings. Say, every promise in Christ is mine. And then you got to figure out, well, am I walking in the promise of financial blessings? If the answer is no, am I walking in the kingdom promise of healing in my body and my mind? Is the answer is no. You see, you got to let God refine you on a daily basis so you can walk in the kingdom, take the kingdom authority, live in the kingdom, let that dictate to you, and speak those things that are in Christ Jesus. Because you are in Christ, and every spiritual blessing belongs to you. You're going to have to let God refine you, saints. You're going to have to let things come against you. Some people have weeks upon weeks of just all kinds of problems. But that doesn't mean God's not with you. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. That doesn't mean you're a sinner. That means God's refining you. And the quicker you respond by faith to that, the quicker you'll come out of it. Whether it's your mind, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your finances. Hallelujah. So faith is a growing faith. When indeed, verse 32, when indeed it is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and rest in its branches. You know why? Saints, once you start walking by faith, one of the things that are going to rest in you is the promises of God, the love of God, the grace of God, everything that flows from the kingdom. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to operate in the kingdom, not the world. We're not trying to be moved by the world system and how it operates and so on and so forth. We pray for the world, if my people will, and that's what Rick Perry did. He had a great big prayer meeting for the country. I don't know if you know that or not. And he almost filled the stadium. And boy, they came against him as governor. Oh, you can't have prayer meetings when you're a governor. Well, he did it anyway. Hallelujah. See, he didn't listen to those voices. We shouldn't be listening to those voices. We should be run by the kingdom, run by the Holy Spirit that's in us. When you get a thought, it'll never be any different. I'll always be this way. I'll always be lonely. There's people here are lonely, and people can't find their way out of these dark tunnels. Well, if you let God refine you, you'll find your way out. Because the dark tunnel will no longer be dark. The light of the Word of God will light it. See, the devil's trying to fill your mind full of darkness. He wants you to live in that dark place. He wants you to think it ain't ever going to change. It won't change if you don't let God refine you. Let him test you. Let him get all the dross out of you. Everybody needs to get that junk out of us. We got all the works of the flesh. If you look in Galatians, the works of the flesh, they ain't too nice. Everybody's not operating in it, but some are. But God says what pleases him is faith. Jesus himself is the author and finisher of our faith. So he's trying to get us to operate in that kind of faith. Jesus many times stood there in several places in Mark. He didn't require anything. He didn't say, do you believe I can do this? He didn't say, do you have faith? He simply said, he told them to do something, they done it. Because he's faith. He's the Word. He stood there. And many times, you can't muster up faith. You can draw from his faith. Hallelujah. Because you got a measure. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the spirit of faith in you. Amen? And he'll help you. He'll help you come out of these things, saints. See, I'm still preaching excited, whether there's 50 here or 25 here, whatever. See, I'm still here. I'm still faithful. I'm still preaching the same thing. I preach myself happy. You got to preach yourself happy at home or when you're driving the car. I'm serious, saints. I only say this to help people out. When I got up this morning, it was not my best day. And I went in the bathroom, and I was in there just speaking scriptures. I got the joy of the Lord, the grace of God. I have favor with God. And guess what? I was saying it, and I no more believed that than that post did. But I said it. And what happened was, it left. So I wasn't relying on whether I believed it. I was relying on what I was saying, and the Word was working in me. The Word is faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I heard myself say it, and it left. So I wasn't relying on what I thought and felt. See, it's very hard, saints, when you're down, and you well know, as I do, is to start speaking scriptures. We all just want to flow in that mode. I'm just an old worm. I'm going to go out and eat a night crawler. Well, that's what you do when you eat your flesh, and your flesh is telling you that you're under guilt and condemnation. You just chew on it, you swallow it, and you spit it back up and re-chew it again. Maybe someone's talked to you. Maybe someone's coming against you. Maybe you don't have no money. Maybe your bank, your checkbook looks like just all full of dust. See, it isn't based on what you think. It's based on what you say. It's based on the refining power of God in your life. There's going to be trials, saints. This is just how God does it. You know, I heard preachers yesterday, and one of them saying, oh, just go out there and get some money, get a house and everything else. No one tells anybody about stewardship. See, that's not God's way of doing it. If you're not a good steward, you think God's going to give you something you're not a good steward over? He don't do it that way, saints. That would not be in the Word of God. Everybody's got these fleshly ideas how this should operate and that should work. But when you check it out, it's a violation of God's Word. We got this process thinking and so on and so forth. So God says, I want to refine you. I'm working with you. I want to get the dross out of you. So a lot of people don't think about being a good steward, you see. God's not going to give you something if you're not a good steward over it. How are you to become a good steward? He refines you. You start speaking the Word of God. You become a good steward over the Word of God. You become a good steward over finances. You become a good steward over your relationship with your husband or your wife, you see. That's how God refines you. To cut all that out and just say, oh, just believe for God. I'm going to get a house and I'm going to get some money and everything else. And you self-examine yourself from the Word of God. And if you find out you're in violation of Scripture, you got to turn yourself around. And God, the Holy Spirit, will help you do that. You just can't go around naming it and everything else and think that you're going to get it, and you're a bad steward, you don't pay bills, and you're not a good steward over your wife or your husband, you're not a good steward over your mind. Your mind's like a waffle line, it's all over the place. And we think more about the world than we do God. I'm telling you, we're taught that. We're taught two things, believe and faith. But if you're being refined by God by faith, he's going to say, are you a good steward? Why you ask? He checks our hearts out, saints. That's why many, many people don't get the promises of God. We don't allow the refining power of God to get us to walk by faith. See, if I'm going to walk by faith, I'm going to, first of all, number one, I'm going to check myself out. Do I have the thoughts of God in my mind? Do I have a renewed mind? If by faith, am I building the Word of God into my mind? And you have to be honest because God knows your heart. So you're examining yourself in the presence of God. Do I have a renewed mind? Do I still think the old way? Do I still think sexual things? Do I still desire, when you're married, someone else? Think about it, saints. We are taught, just go out and do this thing. Some guy was preaching yesterday and says, we're all just little gods. And the place is packed out. And they're all clapping. There's only one God, one Jesus, and one Holy Spirit. And our life is being refined. It's all about Jesus. Can I grow in that faith? Can I be refined by God? Can I go through various trials? Because God's bringing me to a season. How am I going to get to my season if I'm just walking around saying, oh, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that, I'm going to get this? You ain't going to get nothing if you're not refined, if you don't learn to come in and be refined by faith so that you start walking in holiness and start walking in a conviction of the Holy Spirit. See, all of that stuff is cut out in the faith ministry. Everything's cut out. Just go on out there and do it. Hallelujah. God wants to refine us to get us to work from the kingdom, saints. Period. And then I have to look in the Bible. If I'm reading a chapter, I have to look and I say, am I a doer of that? And I can't sit there and say I am if I'm not. You can. Am I a doer of that, that chapter I'm reading? The answer probably is no, because we're all not doers of every scripture and chapter and so on and so forth. We're growing into it. We're being refined, you see. But think about it. You check out your thoughts with scripture and to see where you're at. That means you've got to be refined some more. That means you've got to turn over, let the Spirit of God turn you over and turn you over again. Take you in the fire to get you well done. See, all of this is not preached, right? We're just telling people, oh, you guys, just go out there and just lay hands and claim this and speak this and so on and so forth. See, we got all these TV ministries who tell us to give money to them, and they don't tell you. If you're walking in unforgiveness, it ain't coming back. Oh, no, just give it to me. God will. No, he won't. That's a violation of God's word. If you're walking in unforgiveness, it ain't coming back. If you're not a tither, it ain't coming back. I don't know why people are not afraid to speak this. Hallelujah. So the refining thing of God in our lives is to get us. He may give us a little thing to overcome by faith, another thing to overcome by faith. He may allow some various trials, some temptations. He'll never give you more than you can handle because he'll give you faith to overcome that if we're listening to the Holy Spirit. When you think about it, saints, it becomes very foolish. Charismatic full gospel movements are very foolish if they don't teach people that you've got to become a good steward, you've got to renew your mind, you've got to walk in forgiveness, you've got to walk in God's love. And until that's refined and that's actually working in your life, it's not yours. You're not walking in it. I mean, if you sit and watch that boob tube, listen to half of these people, they'll say anything to get your wallet. There was a guy on there, and he's Murdoch's buddy. And he just said, God always uses seed. If you're talking about the word, that's true. He uses the word. But he's talking about money. Well, when Jesus said, pick up your bed and walk, he didn't say, if you'll tithe, or do you believe I can? No, he just said, pick up your bed and walk. And the guy drew on the faith of Jesus. There's many times that Jesus didn't require things, because he is faith. They weren't born again. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. But he was showing the power, if you and I would lean on Jesus, the power of faith in us, you see, if we'll let the Word of God refine us, if we'll let the Holy Spirit refine us. If you're going out and doing all kinds of things, naming and claiming it, saints, I'm telling you, I'll see you 10 years from now, you won't have it. You won't get it. I don't care what you say. If you're in unforgiveness, you're in hate, you're in bitterness, you're in anger, you don't tithe, you're not faithful to the body of Christ. It really tickles me to have people come around here. I've been 34, 35 years doing this, and they come around try to tell you what it should be like. You know the apostles never got salary? You know Jesus never got a salary? You know the finger, the thumb, and everything else that's supposed to be working in the body of Christ never got salary? Is there salaries? Absolutely. But to think you're going to start a church and you got to salary everybody, the finger, the thumb? I've never heard such stupid stuff in all my life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we got a measure of faith that we're growing. God's refining us. And if you don't check out the Word of God, what you're thinking and what you're doing to find out if it aligns with God's Word, that devil will kick your butt all over Colorado Springs. And you'll never get anything and you'll wonder why. You'll never overcome your emotions. You'll never overcome your mind. You'll never have a successful marriage. You'll never have a successful checkbook. And you'll always wonder why. That's because you're trying to cut corners. Anytime we're told you need to do this and this, and other people say, that's religious. Speaking the Word of God and being refined by God is not religion. Hallelujah. If anybody here wants to walk in the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to have to be refined. You really are, saints. It's not just stepping up saying, I'm a believer. Well, you never know by looking at it, yet you. And that's pointing the finger at nobody here. I need faith to study the Word of God and become a doer. I need faith to walk in God's love. I need faith to pray for those who persecute me. Yes, Matthew 5:44. I need faith to move in the gifts. I need faith to overcome my mind. I need faith to pray in tongues. I need faith to overcome my emotions. And if you're not refined, I need faith not to have a double mind. I never seen people in all my life. One day they're believing, next day they're throwing rocks at you. The devil is at work, saints, and God's allowing a lot of this in the body of Christ. And so we've gotten away from it. You see, what people want to hear is the money message. Everybody wants to hear the money message. And those people who want to hear this, they're not obedient to God. They don't spend time praying. They don't spend time in the Word of God. They're speaking all things on top of their minds. They don't have a renewed mind. They don't allow the mind of Christ to be in them. They just want to. You know, Jeff ordered a purifier that goes in your house for me. And he was in my office, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know where it was. He was talking to his mother in Pagosa Springs, and his dad orders it because he knows a place to get it. And they're very expensive, and he got it for a good price for me. Well, I heard Jeff say to his mother, he wants it yesterday. Because I think she asked him, when is he going? He wants it yesterday. Ain't we all that way? We want things from God yesterday. We don't want to put no time in. We don't want to have to go down no dusty roads. We don't want to have to go out in the desert. We don't want to have to be refined by God. We just want it yesterday. And so therefore, you cut all the corners and you start laying hands on things and claiming the Cadillac and so on and so forth. And guess what? The Cadillac never gets into your garage. You go out there and check your garage every day and there ain't no Cadillac in there. I wonder why God's that way. I wonder why he won't give me that. Because you haven't let, it's not faith. It's foolishness. Listen, saints, you can disagree with me, but I'm telling you, see, I've been through all this. I laid hands on churches and houses and everything else. And I had to call up and cancel a contract on the day of closing because I didn't have the money, and I bought it. Me and my wife had bought a church and a house. Well, it wasn't her. She just followed along with me. But I bought this church and bought this house, and closing came, and I called him up. I said, Pastor, he says, what's the matter? Why ain't you over here? I said, I ain't got no money. Oh. This man swore at me like a parrot. And I got off the phone. I said to Betty, I think he's mad. I went back in my prayer closet. I said, Lord, I done something stupid again. I want you to correct me. Well, he says, you're not letting me refine you. You know, well, that weren't faith. So the only reason why I'm trying to pass this on, I've tried all those things. It don't work. You'll spin your wheels until hell freezes over and it won't work. You've got to do it God's way. You've got to let him refine you, you see. As gold. Peter says as gold. God wants to refine you. So every day, coming this week, you should be awakened to, if something is coming against you, God's refining you. He wants you to, by faith, overcome that. Whatever that may be. If you're going through a temptation, God is refining you. You're blood-bought. You belong to God. And God's allowing this. You know why? Because you want the promises. You want the things of God. And God says, this is the price you're going to pay. Let me refine you. There's some people spend weeks and months and years. I've seen them. See, I've done a lot of stupid things. But God so lovingly, he hung on to me knowing that he could change my heart. And so I said, God, what am I doing wrong? Have you ever asked God that? What am I doing wrong? He didn't say nothing. Oh, yeah, he did. You just didn't want to hear it. Hallelujah. James 1:8. You ain't in a hurry, are you? James 1:8. Well, no, we'll start with James 1:3. James 1:3, Jerry. We'll get to there. That's good, too. 1:3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. I tell you what, when I preached those 3 days, I had to work with my fish. I wanted to strangle all of them. I was opening the box, and I was opening at the wrong end, and it wouldn't open. My wife would just, give it to me, dear. This is how it works. No patience. You see, that's what refining is all about, to be patient. Not, I want it yesterday. And I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me too. See, she agrees. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. In many things, I'm very patient. But in some things, if I just preach and I just preach two or three messages and I'm on the, man, my doorbell wouldn't work yesterday. I went down and got a little thing about that big and I glued it on the thing and it worked and it was a different doorbell. I said, because you got to hook the whole thing up, you know. But I said, so I glued that on there and I pushed a button and it rang, the doorbell was already hooked up. I said, Betty, I ain't going to touch nothing. I'm just going in and relax. The devil's going to say, no, it don't match. You got to hook the whole thing up. I said, no, I don't. It works. Ding, ding, ding. You hear that? I was outside and I pushed a button. I said, is it ringing, Betty? She said, yeah, it's ringing. I said, I ain't hooking nothing else up. I'm just going to let it stay there. I'm going in the house. I ain't fixing nothing. I ain't wiring nothing. The mood I was in, it would not be a good idea to play around with wire. I'd become a Christmas tree. So patience is very important, see? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. How can I get patience? Let God refine you. Let God refine you. Knowing that the testing of your faith, you see, then you're going to come into God's rest. You're going to know it's all done, and you're going to be patient, just waiting on things for you to grow, for your season to come, because you know it's all been done, and it's just going to come to you. I have a lot of patience with God, the Word of God, and a lot of things. But you know, when I had MS, some things were never healed. And I have trouble working with things. I'm serious. It's really strange. Hallelujah. I still can't taste anything. I have very little smell. It's a good thing, because some people, you run across the prayer line, you need to... I don't mean you people here, but there's been times, you see. So I don't know if God didn't heal the smelling and heal the taste, because... So my wife cooks something, I'll say, oh, that's good. I go by looks. It looks good, must taste good. See, God wants you to have patience, knowing that you came into God's rest, knowing that you know, because your mind is renewed, that it's going to come to you, that promise, that financial blessing, whatever it may be, that it's going to come to you. See, we lose our patience with God and we start something else. That's why people are all over the Bible. We start studying faith. Before you know it, we're in the gifts. We get bored with faith. So now we're in the gifts. We're all over the Bible. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work. You see, it does a work in you and I. Then you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So patience and faith will come into a place where you're lacking nothing. Everybody in here is lacking something. But he said, you'll lack nothing. In other words, you'll operate in the kingdom. Every promise will come into your life. Every bit of grace will flow towards you. You'll lack nothing according to God's promises. According to those things that are in Christ, you'll lack nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. It will be given to him. But to him who asks in faith and no doubting, oh. See, if you have patience with God and it takes a little longer than you expect, all of a sudden you start doubting. This don't work. Have you ever been there? Oh, it's not. I've waited 6 months. I've waited 6 years. You know what I have to do? I have to read about Joseph and Caleb and all those people who spent years. I really do. I said, God's 34 years. And he's got a hold of me so much, I can't quit. My mouth says it, but I can't quit. Then there must be something down the road. My season is coming. Right? Gee, I'm glad, too, you agree with me anyway. Praise God. But let him ask in faith and no doubting. It's very difficult, saints. If you haven't been refined by God and faith hasn't grown up in you, you'll start doubting about things that quick. You'll pray about something, you pray for somebody, and you won't see it happen, and all of a sudden you'll start doubting. And the devil will just throw dots in your mind. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. See, a lot of people are tossed from all kinds of around by all kinds of different things. I would prefer to believe in the TV evangelist. Just send him $1,000 and I'll get a million. But let's say I'm in unbelief, I'm in doubt and bitterness, I don't even tithe, I'm just doing it. Wouldn't that be the easy way of doing it? But God's not gonna bring it back to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Then he goes on here and say in verse 7, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. It can't be any clearer. I don't understand that. If I don't allow him to refine me, and I'm beyond my faith, and I'm in my mind, I've taken myself over here, I ain't going to get nothing. If I operate where he refined me and I'm walking in that faith, I'll get every promise in that faith. I'll get every bit of grace in that faith. But if I extend myself beyond, you see what it says here? But let not that man suppose that he will receive anything, there's doubting going on, anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. That's what God is saying. We're double-minded, we're unstable, God is saying, you ain't going to get nothing. Now, he says, that don't mean you won't never get anything, but if you let me refine you, if you'll get me to let me teach you how to walk by faith, these things over here, this double-mindedness will leave. You know why? You'll move the mind of Christ in. You'll have a renewed mind. You'll move that. You won't be double-minded. And you'll learn how to operate from the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I've told people this 1,000 times, and they'd get mad and go to the church. I know, I'm a believer. These things are just going to happen to me, really. And here I see him 5 years later, nothing. How you doing? Oh, they'll say to me, oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. They got bald tires, the car's full of junk. They can't tithe. The checkbook is empty. That ain't blessed and highly favored. So the devil would like to have you and I not be patient and take shortcuts and not allow the refining fire or the refining word of God to operate in our lives. That the devil don't want you walking by faith, so he don't want you to allow God. This week coming up, you can test it for 5 days. Anything you start going through, see if you agree with it or you argue with it from your mind, or do you argue with it or take authority over the word of God. That's how you're learning how to be refined, how to walk by faith. You should agree with nothing in the world, only those things in the kingdom. And you're going to have battles. And God says, if you'll be patient, and when I refine you into the faith that moves the hand of God, you'll have what you're praying for. You got to have the faith to get what you're praying for. So God refines you and takes you down the highway and refines you in all kinds of different situations. And as you allow that to be built into you, eventually you'll start getting that, because you've got to have a certain faith or a faith and just that measure of faith is not enough. It's a growing faith. It's an ongoing faith. It's living in the kingdom, operating the kingdom, being refined by God. Do you agree with that? Every one of you ought to buy that CD, man, and listen to it over and over and over. And say, not because I've said it, because it brings refreshing. It frees people if you become a doer. It'll free you, saints. How do you think me and my wife pioneered a ministry for 34 years without taking up a collection? And I'm not saying I'm above you and I know more than you do. No, I've done many, many on this highway of the spiritual world, many dumb things. I was sick of waiting. I had a guy tell me one time, I went through the Assemblies of God, and I had this guy was after me all the time trying to get me to come to his church, and he was going to license me and so on and so forth. And I even knew the superintendent, and I said to Betty, I'm so sick of this, I'm going to call the superintendent. I know he'll give me a church of 200 or 300, and I'll get a salary, and the board will take care of things, and I'll go on vacation for a month, a year. You know what Betty said to me? You wouldn't last a week over there. I just wanted her to back me, man. Oh, I got to get out of this. My holes are in my shoes. I can't do nothing. You can if you let me refine you, Ellery. You can if you can let me teach you how to walk by faith. You can if you let faith cause you to be patient with me. All these weeks and months and years. Was I tempted with double-mindedness? Of course I was. Of course I wanted to quit. But I would go over here and I would read this. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord if he's double-minded, unstable in all his ways. And I was unstable in a lot of ways. And I know you lovely people never have been, but I'm telling you what. If you let God refine you, starting today, starting tomorrow when you're out of this building, you may get tested. You may have various trials. Just let God, the Holy Spirit, teach you. Let him refine you. Let him teach you how to walk by faith. Because if you can't take authority over a headache, listen to me now, by faith, how are you going to walk in the gifts? If you can't take authority over your checkbook, over your own mind, over your own self, that's what God's going to refine you. He's going to teach you. You can't be taught by me standing up here and teaching you this. You've got to be taught and be refined by God, the Holy Spirit, in your life. God wants to bless us, saints. He wants to give us all the grace and everything we need, but we've got to do it His way. There's only one way of doing it, and that's His way. Amen? I got to do something right now. I'm being led to do something. Where'd Caprice go? Is she teaching? Huh? Oh. Is there any young people over there? Go over there, Sue, see if they'll knock. Because I want to pray for all the ones that are going back to school. Hallelujah. That's what God's asked me to do. They're starting school. When, Leslie? Have you started? Have you started? Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Okay. Praise God. Okay. They're coming. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to have you, one of you, Leslie, be one of the prayers for people praying. Betty, Tanya, come up here. I'm going to get you to pray over them. Okay. What did they do, get lost? It's only 10 feet across the foyer there. Mm-hmm. They were all looking at each other saying, what does he want us out there for? You guys are all starting school. That's what we want to do. We want to pray over you, okay? Come right up here. Be bold. Where's your boy, Leslie? Lisa? Oh. Tanya? Leslie? Betty, come up here. How you doing? Good. Just start praying over those, and the boy comes. Or, yeah, just start praying, Leslie. Tanya, go ahead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, she's standing next to her. Okay, okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Trevor, come here. Are you starting school? Hey, Precious, are you starting school? What grade are you going in? Kindergarten? Oh. Is it preschool or is it kindergarten? Huh? Oh, oh. That's okay. That's all right. Pray for these, Trev. Hallelujah. Just let him pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Then we'll get, yeah, pray for him. Pray for her, the little one, Trev. The little one down there, pray for her. And he'll pray for. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your birthday's the 20th of March. Uh-huh. How old will you be? 3? Uh-huh. Wow. You're growing right up, ain't you? Mm. I don't remember when I was 3. Uh-huh. You said I figured that out, right? I don't know. I think you're going to be a preacher. You like to talk. Does she like to talk? Oh, yeah, she's saying, yeah. She likes her instruments, too. She like instruments? Huh? He likes to talk, too. Oh. No, Trevor did. Trevor prayed for her. You got prayer, didn't you? He prayed for you. Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, you bet. Okay, you guys can go back. God bless you. Yes. We ought to attach a mic to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, those who need prayer, I feel like we need to go right to the prayer line. If you need prayer for anything, hallelujah, then come up here right now in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, I need to pray for Matthew, Mark. If you come up here and you'll stand in for him. You know, I used to have that very bad. At Walmart,
They got little bottles of probiotic, very inexpensive. It may help the bloating. It's in Walmart. It's in where the cottage cheese and stuff is. And they got a little paper red top on it, another one with a little green on it. The red top means it's a little more tasty. It doesn't, it's not, you know. But you have to shake it real good. If you take one of those a day, it'll make your stomach feel better. And it's very inexpensive, too. Yeah, you bet. Father God, right now, Lord, we lift up Matthew, Lord. I touch, Lord, that anxiety, and I bind it in the name of Jesus. That bloating, I bind it in the name of Jesus. This acid reflex, Lord, I bind it right now in Jesus' name. We're asking you, Jesus, to touch this young man from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. So as his dad stands in, Lord, we just know by faith in your name, Jesus, that your healing anointing, Lord, is touching him, Lord, and cleaning all this stuff out of his physical body, Lord. And we just give you praise and honor and glory for your wonderful love, Lord, for those who are hurting in different areas, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that Matthew will be protected, Lord, with the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Things will leave his body that don't belong there because we don't receive. We receive the report of God, how loving and how you honor you with this healing today, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Set him free, Jesus. Set him free, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How you doing? Raise your hands there. Close your eyes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God is showing me there's almost been an accident type of thing. And this could mean emotions. The word of wisdom is sometimes God points out things and he gives an answer for what you to do about that. But there was something that's almost like an accident. I don't know if it's in your emotions. I don't know if it's your family. But it's been very disturbing to you in your thoughts. And I'm not talking about two cars coming together, but it's like an accident. I'm using a natural thing as Peter used gold as a natural thing. I'm using it as a natural thing, but telling you that God is going to turn it around. God is going to put salve on this, and God's going to put peace upon this situation. God's going to bring peace into your life and peace into your family. God is going to turn what the devil meant for bad to good. And God says, my daughter, today new beginnings will start in your life. Just release your faith and believe in me, because God says he's on your side. He's a good God. He's in you, and the Spirit of God is rising up in you and causing all this destruction and causing all these natural things that have been happening in the family and in your life to stop right now in Jesus' name. It's going to stop right now in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, that the peace will return to her, Lord, and she'll have patience with you, because her season is moving through your Holy Spirit within her in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you for this impartation, Lord, that you've spoken into her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, as she stands in for Jack, Lord, we don't receive that report. We know that doctors want to help, Lord, but we know the doctor Jesus is a greater physician, Lord. So right now, Jesus, we're not receiving that report. We're receiving your report, Lord, that by your stripes, he is healed, Lord. The blood of Jesus upon him, the blood of Jesus upon him, all through his intestines right now, I speak the healing power of Jesus. I speak the love of Jesus Christ. I speak my God is supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that we, touching and agreeing, Lord, can do all things through Jesus Christ. So we call that sickness out of his body right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory. No sickness in his body No Crohn's disease, nothing. We don't receive that report. You have a good report, Jesus, and we stand on your blood covenant. We stand on the stripes of your back, your death and your resurrection, Lord, the virgin birth, Lord Jesus, the shedding of your blood. That's what we stand on. That's your report. That's the spirit of prophecy. Yes, Lord Jesus, the testimony of you, Lord Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. And we speak it in this boy's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command it all right now, this moment on. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him, Lord, with the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, that that dog bite will cause nothing, Lord. It'll be healed up by your power because of our prayer, Lord, and my prophecy into his physical body, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that he'll come out of this what the devil meant for bad. God's going to turn around for good, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. That the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, bringing your glory, Lord Jesus, upon this man. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, brother. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you for your healing love, Lord. I thank you for your healing power, Lord, into his body. I thank you, Lord, that the renewing of the mind, I thank you, Lord, that things are going to change. Things are going to change. You're a changing God, Lord. And we ask you to change his body right now by your healing power, your love, Lord Jesus. Change it right now in Jesus' name. As I take authority over all sickness, Lord, known and unknown, in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I release my faith, asking you, Jesus, touch him, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. I command it all to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray for her. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand right there. Let him pray, dear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen? Isn't God good? All the time. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the holy presence of you, Lord. We just give you praise, Lord, for loving us and saving us, Lord Jesus Christ. We honor you and lift you up and acknowledge you as our Lord, our Savior. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the Most High God. So today we speak and we come into agreement. It's all about you, Jesus, and we're being led and counseled by the Holy Spirit that we'll lift you up, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're refining us, Lord, refining us by faith this week, Lord. And we're learning about how you're refining us, and we're going to react with the Word of God. We ask the Holy Spirit to be with us and manifest in our lives so that we'll turn all trials around, all temptations around, Lord, all sickness in our bodies around, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just, finances, Lord, we're going to turn those around by faith in the name of Jesus. Teach us how we can be refined as we give into you. Teach us that we'll agree with it and we'll speak by faith, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
amen.
God bless you.